In the last lesson, we looked at what I call natural mind. This is the state of mind we're in when there's no danger, there's no threat to us, our needs have been met, everything is okay in our bodies, we're safe, then we feel okay inside. We could also just call it the relaxed mind or the quiet mind. There's nothing to worry about, get anxious about, nothing to go looking for. We can just be quiet and relaxed. And this is the state we're opening to in meditation. But what keeps us out of this natural state is our thinking. In various ways, we create discontent. We may be thinking we're missing something, there's something we need to change in the world, something we need to avoid, something we need to tell somebody, something we need to do, something we need to plan, something we're hoping for, getting excited about, something we're regretting that happened. All of this takes us out of that natural state of ease and contentment and leads to this state of discontent, which is the very opposite of what we're actually seeking. And we also looked at how thoughts create a certain degree of mental tension. And this is partly because just the thinking process itself is one that focuses the attention down onto something. We're focusing our attention on something specific. And that in itself brings a slight sense of constriction to the mind, slight sense of tension. And then added to that is the actual tension that may be involved in the wanting something or the fearing something, how to avoid something. That creates its own tension as well. And what we're doing in the last lesson was just noticing when there is that faint sense of tension connected with a thought. And when there is, just opening our awareness to it, just like anything else, not feeling it's wrong or it's getting in the way. It too is part of what is. It's part of the present moment. So just noticing, how does it feel, that faint sense of tension that creeps in? But more often than not, we don't even notice it's there. It can just be very, very, very faint. And the result is that in meditation, we can get caught in a sort of mental rut without actually knowing it. The mind can become very quiet and it's very enjoyable. We notice the stillness and we're thinking, oh, this is lovely. We don't realize there could still be some very faint effort or trying or holding on, which is just stopping the mind relaxing even more. And since the goal of this series is letting go of all effort and trying in meditation, in this lesson I'm going to show you how we can let go of those very, very faint tensions which we don't even know are there. And the way we're going to do that is just by allowing our own inner knowing, that quiet inner voice, to guide us. Now this inner voice is really the voice of our own inner wisdom. It's always there. I think it's always present. But when we're so busy thinking, caught up in all that mental activity, its quiet voice gets blocked out and we don't hear it. Now you've probably noticed this with your own creativity. I often ask people, when do you have your insights? When do you have those creative moments, those moments of inspiration? And it's very seldom, oh, when I'm sitting at my desk working on the problem. More often than not, it's when I'm taking a walk, standing in the shower, in the middle of the night, or when I wake up in the morning. Situations like these. And what's common about all of these is we're not thinking about the problem. We've taken our minds off it. We're doing something completely different. And because we've taken our mind off the problem, then our inner knowing can come through and often reveal to us solutions which we realise we could have known all along. We might start saying to ourselves, why hadn't I thought of that before? And the answer is, well, we could have, but we've been so busy trying to work things out, so caught in our thinking, that our inner knowing couldn't come through. Now, the same principle can be applied in meditation, particularly to this question of how do we become even more relaxed when we don't even realise we're being tense? And the way we're going to do this in the following meditation is through a process of very simple, very gentle inquiry. And this inquiry will take the form of questions, but they're not going to be questions in the conventional sense of needing an answer. What normally happens is as soon as you hear something phrased as a question, your mind instantly tries to come up with an answer. As a very simple example, if I said to you now, is there any discomfort in your body? You don't have to start analysing the question to come to an answer. If there is, your attention just goes there, you notice it. So the question is just enough to allow the attention to go where it needs to go. So with the questions that I will be introducing in the meditation, don't try to answer them with the conscious mind. Any answer that comes will come from beyond thinking, and it won't come as a thought or idea. It will just simply reveal itself to us. So, for example, I might ask, is more relaxation possible? And sometimes you may find that just holding that question, a deepening of the relaxation spontaneously occurs without our conscious mind being involved at all. So what we're really doing is just sowing a seed and waiting and see what emerges. And once again, the best attitude is one of just open, innocent curiosity. Just being interested. Just holding the question with the attitude of, who knows, maybe more relaxation is possible. I don't know, I'm not looking for it, not trying to make it happen. But best is just to show you how this works. So once again, just get yourself in a comfortable situation wherever you normally meditate and switch off the phones and things like that. And then when you're ready, just click on the next lesson.